Over 30 Minnesota authors gathered recently at the 31st annual Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack, Minnesota. The festival draws crowds of artists, visitors, and people from the community together, along with writers and book lovers. On this edition of What We're Reading, we'll begin our special series of lightning talks with these authors. Here in part one, we'll hear about cozy mysteries, historical fiction, travel and nature, and thrillers from our first group of writers, including Laura Hearn, Candace Simar, David Bruns, Julie Jo Larson, Bruce Carlson, and William Burleson. Minnesota is truly a state rich in literature.
Blessings. My name is Laura Hearn, and I'm an author, independent author. I grew up in Texas, but I live in the Twin Cities area. And I write cozy mysteries. I love their fun. If you like Nancy Drew or Murder, She Wrote, you'll love these. They're fun, quirky characters. I also write contemporary romance that's clean and leaves it to your imagination. My new book coming out is called Bingo Brats and Bodies in the Black Hills. My main character, Lainey Maynard, is a widowed insurance investigator. And in real life, I'm a widowed insurance investigator. And she has a group of four friends called the Whoopi Group that are all widows, and they help her solve these crimes and murder mysteries. In real life, there are five of us, and we're called the Whoop Whoop Group. So there's fun and quirky stories, but it's very intriguing. You won't know who did it until the end. Again, contemporary romance I write. I have one nonfiction book. It's a story of my late husband's journey through two lung transplants. And so that was the first book I ever wrote. I love writing. For me, I see these movies, these books in my mind. So when I'm writing, I'm just writing what I'm seeing. And I hope to write it so that readers have some fun, also intriguing, and just enjoy reading.
My name is Candace Simar from Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. My latest book is called Montana Matrimonial News, which is about a real newspaper from Montana in the 19th century that was all personal ads. And it went out through America and into Europe. And homesteaders who were stuck on their claim for 5 years would put ads in the paper, and women would put ads in. And the magic would happen. Some would come out, and what happened to them, and what didn't happen, disappointments and successes. I like to write about prairie life, and this one is a good one for understanding about life on the prairie as immigrants. Montana Matrimonial News.
Hi, my name is David Bruns. I'm from the Shakopee area, which is just south of the Twin Cities. I write national security thrillers with a fellow U.S. Navy veteran, J.R. Olson. We've written the WMD Files series, the Command and Control series, and our latest series, the latest book just came out about 3 weeks ago, is called Alpha Strike. The latest series is called The Third Option. These are national security thrillers, so think Tom Clancy, Vince Flynn, Brad Thor, about big national security threats within the world and the people who keep us safe.
This is What We're Reading, and you're hearing our lightning talks with Minnesota authors at the 2026 Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack, Minnesota. Here are a few more authors.
My name is Bruce Carlson, and I'm from Hackensack, Minnesota in the summertime and the Twin Cities suburbs in the wintertime. My new book, latest book, I've written a lot of books, but the latest one is called The Science of Fishing. I do nonfiction books anywhere from human anatomy to lakes and things. Science of Fishing is one where I try to outline how a lake is put together, how it works, and how, if you understand how a lake operates, you'll definitely catch more fish. My other book that came out at about the same time is called The Human Body, which combines anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, all sorts of things. So it's a little different genre from a lake biology. I've been writing books. I think I wrote my first book in 1970. It was a book, what was that one about? Oh, that was about regeneration of muscles. And I've been writing various, especially embryology books ever since that time. But I write about a lot of different things because I've done a lot of different things in my life.
Hi, my name is Julie Jo Larson, and I'm from the Brainerd Lakes area. My books are 100 Things to Do in Minnesota Northwoods Before You Die and 100 Things to Do in Minnesota Before You Die. They are Minnesota bucket list books. They cover all kinds of things from sports, entertainment, shopping, fashion, food, beverages. I've got a little bit of history and culture in them. I love writing these books because it takes me across the whole state, all 400 miles from Rochester up to the chimney of Minnesota.
My name is William E. Burleson, and I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I've been a lifelong resident of Minnesota. And my new book is, my latest book is Rory's Not That Guy and Other Tales from Middle America, which is a short story collection of literary fiction. And my previous novel, which came out a year and a half ago, was Ennui Days, which is about a small town that's seen better days in the prairies of Minnesota. Both of those published by Blackwater Press. They're both silly. They're both fun books, and hopefully it makes people laugh because we need a laugh right about now. I love writing. It's like painters paint, writers write, you know, sculptors sculpt. So it's just something I'm compelled to do, whether or not anybody ever reads it or not. So I'm just happy when anybody ever does.
That was part one of our lightning talks with Minnesota authors at the 2026 Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack, Minnesota. We'll hear from more Minnesota authors next week. For What We're Reading, I'm Tammy Bobrowski.